From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian officials said Monday terrorism is not among the likely causes of the crash of a Russian military passenger plane that apparently killed all 92 on board, including several members of the popular Alexandrov Ensemble, also known as the Red Army Choir. Earlier Monday, Russia's transport minister said Sunday's crash was likely caused by pilot error or a technical issue. The plane was en route from Sochi, Russia, to Syria when it plunged into the Black Sea early Sunday. As rescuers tried to recover the victims and wreckage, Russia is observing a national day of mourning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Obama administration was behind the UN Security Council resolution opposing Jewish settlements and demanded its passage. An upset Netanyahu summoned the U.S. ambassador to discuss what occurred. Hear now from Mr. Netanyahu.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements. But we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue. We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. The UN resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris on January 15th, where all international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.